Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, May 2nd, I completed a survey for Home Depot, and it says that I had won a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and that it would cost me $5 to in shipping charges, and then all of a sudden I had a charge of $59.89 pop up on my telephone from Citibank. And am I getting a Dyson vacuum cleaner or what?
I'd be happy to check on the specifics of the offer. What's your name and your zip code used?
It's Edward Petruno. Mm-hmm. And the zip code is 33325.
Okay, just a moment. Let me see what I can pull up here.
Okay.
I think I found some matching information. To be sure, could I ask for your street address used?
It's 81 Northwest 128th Avenue, Plantation.
I'm just taking a second to get this fully loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's exactly what it brought up. I see on May 2nd, there was an online survey completed leading to a sweepstakes offer. It was a chance to enter and win the Dyson V11 vacuum. The $59.89, and I'm sorry if the terms weren't made more clear, it's a monthly contest ran, and it would be explained that the Bites Hub meal planning application is what provides the monthly enrollment for the contest. It has recipe guides cutting out sugar and carb cravings. I know it was sent to your email. Every month enrolled, basically, you have a chance to enter and win. We could reduce the rate to $20 a month.
What is this? Say that again.
It's for the Bites Hub meal planning application. It's what provides the enrollment for the Dyson V11 sweepstakes contest. It's a random name drawing that's completed the first week of every month.
In other words, you're not shipping me a vacuum cleaner.
No.
No?
No, sir. If you're notified from the...
Would you please cancel the transaction?
I'm more than happy to cancel the account. That prevents all future billings effective immediately today. As far as the charge goes, our system does go by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred. At this time, it's going to submit a 75% refund, and it's going to settle within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I'm just going to call up Citibank and tell them to dispute it, because I am not paying $59.89 and pay something monthly for something that was misled.
No, sir, you're not understanding. I'm submitting the cancellation entirely on the account. You don't have to worry about future billings at all. Allow me to reach out, and I'll see what further we could do on the charge.
What are we doing?
I'm just waiting. Well, this time I'm waiting for my supervisor's response to see what else we could do to help out on the billing. I've already submitted a cancellation, and here in a second, I'll provide a confirmation number for your records.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to cancel the $59.89, is that correct?
This is the process I'm working on. One moment. And they had agreed on the full refund, so that's going to settle in within 3 to 5 business days. Here in a moment, I'll provide that confirmation number.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate your patience. Your confirmation number on all that will be C as in Charlie 920-691-256.
What was that, Charlie? Would you speak a little slower, please? I'm a little hard of hearing. Yeah.
What Sorry
is that
about
number
that.
Again?
C as in Charlie, 920.
Yeah. 920.
691.
691.
256.
256. Okay. And I should be getting a credit within the next 3 to 5 business days?
That's correct.
Okay. And if I don't, I'll check with the Citibank and have it disputed.
All right. Anything else while I have you?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.